You, my friend, are listening to The Happy Hearthstone. This episode is brought to you by listeners just like you. Our Patreon is still the best way to support this show, and if you really enjoy listening to it, I'd love it if you'd consider coming and hanging out with us and supporting the show financially and getting some great perks in return, like exclusive content for $5 a month and early access to episodes at only $2 a month. Thank you this month goes out to Forrest Bates, Matthew M., Avantes, Trey H., Wicked Good, Boticus, and Dustin Devine. Thank you guys so much for making this show happen. Hello and welcome to episode 110 of the Happy Hearthstone, the longest running Hearthstone podcast in the history of space and time and cards. I'm your host, Andrew Brown. My voice is back. And it was like an entire week of just like this soft pitch. Like I feel like there's an actual filter between my vocal box and my head, but it's actually back. It was just for one episode. I'm so thankful to be with you guys, and I'm even more thankful to be with my good friend Jordan, who's joining me for the show today. Welcome, Jordan.
Hi, folks. Happy to be here, Andrew.
Well, now, Jordan, you've been a listener for a good hot second, and we became fast friends, actually, when you approached me about just asking some questions about podcasting. Do you remember this?
I do. I remember it like it was yesterday, because it was just about yesterday.
It was a little bit before then, but you know, I've always really valued just how this show has been so focused from the very beginning about the community, and something that's really important to me is just being available for people who want to talk about Hearthstone, want to talk about really anything that we have talked about or will talk about on the show. And I remember that, Jordan, that was, I just happened to be gaming that night and you threw a question my way out of the blue that was just like, hey, can we talk about podcasting? I was like, yeah, totally we can. So we jumped on Discord and we're jumping on Discord again to record an episode now months later.
I know. I never thought I would see the day where I was on a Hearthstone podcast.
Well, and we'll get to that because you've taken it a step beyond just being on one. But Jordan, for our friends who may not know about you, tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got into Hearthstone and gaming and all that. I want to get to know you on a deeper level, man. So tell us, who are you?
All right. So I am Jordan Lingo. My gamer tag, oh gosh, they don't use that term anymore, but yeah, my Battle.net tag is the Greenspeed, or on Battle.net it's Greenspeed. I've been playing video games since as long as I can remember. The first video game that I ever beat was in preschool. I beat Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo.
Nice! Dude, game is crazy good.
Really good game with Baby Mario crying constantly. But
that's the worst part. Yeah, no. I forgot about that.
Really, really annoying, but fun game. So I started there. Then I have to say I just, you know, played a lot of console games with my friends, played a lot of strategy computer games, and then fast forward a lot of years, my brother introduced me to Hearthstone a few years ago. He played, oh geez, when was it? He was showing me a Jade Druid deck back when it first started. So he was part of the problem back then. But he has since stopped playing, and I didn't pick it up then, but my friend showed me Magic the Gathering, which I had never played before. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then when I was interviewing for grad schools, I was just on the go a lot, and I was like, oh, Hearthstone, let me try that out. And so I picked back up. It was like a little bit after Un'Goro had started, I think.
Okay.
Or no, so I picked it up
earlier, yes, last year,
Yeah, well, for when I picked it up, like, for real. Okay. So, like, I had picked it up when I was interviewing for grad schools. That was in the middle of Old Gods, I think? Yeah, I think Old Gods had just come out. And I had started playing the game, understood the basics, but then put it away for a really long time. But then I got back into it in about Un'Goro. So. Nice. And since then, I've been playing it a lot. Been listening to Hearthstone podcasts. And yeah, just really enjoyed it.
So what do you enjoy about Hearthstone the most? Is it arena, standard, casual, ranked? Where do you find you spending most of your time?
I spend a lot of my time in the collection.
Really?
One thing that I really like about the shiny thing. Well, actually, since we probably talked about shiny things, I've actually been dusting down a lot of my golds if I get duplicates, because I realize that it's a lot more economical to.
It's true.
Collect when it comes to, but anyway, I play mostly on the standard ladder.
Okay.
Some casual. I've been dabbling in Wild a lot more lately, and I'm sure we'll get to that later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But just a lot of standard. I really like the fun side of Hearthstone. So anything with like random effects, I particularly enjoy. I think one of my favorite, just kind of meme, not even a meme deck, but just a wacky deck, is just the kind of random mage where you type random in and just fill your deck with a bunch of things that create random spells. Deck of Wonders is a great card. It won't be the card of the show, but like I just got to give Deck of Wonders a shout out, because
that's totally fair, man. That is the ultimate random card, I think, even more so than I don't know. Cabalist Tome kind of could vouch for that.
Yeah,
spot a
Cabalist Tome. Yeah, and the new Spellstone, although that's not as reliable, just because you have to play a crap ton of elementals in your deck to
you can get
really
up to
get
three, right? I think.
Yes, it's okay. Three, just random ones. But yeah, so I like the fun side of Hearthstone. I try to keep Hearthstone as fun as possible. If things get stale, I switch it up. If I am tired of the meta, I go play casual or even dungeon runs at this point,
nice.
Which is definitely a great addition. But yeah, so.
So you like to play a little bit of everything, it really sounds like.
I do. I like Hearthstone as a whole thing.
That's good.
Including the community and podcasts.
Well, and so this whole community podcast and a little of everything really rounded up into you starting off a podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You're talking about Into the Wild?
I don't think started that podcast.
No.
That was my buddy
so,
Craig.
Yes. Yeah. Great guy, by the way. Me and my friend Kurt, we've started a podcast in the past couple of months called The Daring Reporter, and it is super meta. It's a podcast about podcasts. What we do, the whole point of it is just kind of promoting the other podcast communities and podcasts themselves that report on Hearthstone and just talk about it. But we do a quick little weekly rundown of what everyone's talking about. Kind of what highlight what's unique or what's special each week in each podcast, and then kind of do our own chat, and then we have interviews with podcast personalities and hosts as a way to kind of, and I know it kind of sounds silly because we are a new podcast, so how can we be the ones promoting other podcasts? And that was actually something that when I came was thinking of the idea, I was like, I don't know. After talking to you, though, I was like, it's okay. And actually, it's kind of proven to be okay, because now we've got even newer podcasts springing up that we can help promote.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on it. We're trying to stay as consistent as possible and really hammer out a format. And we've been having a blast doing it. So
that's great. And I do remember when we were initially talking about it, and I was like, a podcast just about Hearthstone podcasts. So it's kind of like, Rose Realm Maintenance, except for the question really becomes, are there enough Hearthstone podcasts to validate, doing that? And the accurate answer is that, like, overwhelmingly, yes. There are so many Hearthstone podcasts out there. If any of you have tried to go out there and listen to all of them or check out all of them, it's a bit overwhelming, honestly, and it can be hard to even know where to start. So I love what you guys say at the beginning of each episode, that you love the Hearthstone communities and you want to help people find their niches, maybe find something that they haven't listened to before that they really could get a lot out of. So I think it's
the most basic requirement is you have to like Hearthstone, but then beyond that, you can find really whatever you like in a podcast.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, there's a lot of really unique niches. And I guess just because I realized we missed it earlier, the reason that I had thought about this was because grad student, work in a lab, have my headphones in like all the time, listening to podcasts. And I was like, oh man, I started out, you know, as probably everyone does with like the Angry Chicken. That's mm-hmm. one of the yeah. more well-known ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. Let me find other podcasts. And actually, The Happy Harson was one of the first podcasts that I listened to.
I'm on.
And I was like, this is great, but I want more. And as Alunith would say, give me more.
Yes, exactly.
And so I did some research. And actually, I was a little bummed because, you know, iTunes, as great as it is, it doesn't push everything up there. So you right. have to really dig if you want to find more. And even some I heard about from other podcasts. So I was mm-hmm. like, why isn't this just, you know, a thing? Yeah. So as I was like, oh man, I've got so many great podcasts that I listen to. I want to help other people find it rather than having to find, you know, a really deep track. It's embedded within the middle of right. a conversation. Oh, go check out, you know, Top Deck Kings or something like that. Mm-hmm. Want to really bring it to the forefront and say, hey, Top Deck Kings is awesome.
Yeah.
Cream Puffs, yeah. amazing. So that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So
well, cool. Well, I'm excited. We're actually going to get a little taste of the Daring Reporter as we move on today. But before we do that, we gotta start out the way we always do, Jordan. And I gotta ask you why exactly you're happy today.
Yeah, I guess we jumped the gun. That was...
it's important so to keep things in mind.
Andrew, I am happy because I am on the Happy Hearthstone. This is something that I've wanted to do for a really long time. I also learned some good news about travel earlier this week.
Oh, yeah?
So, quick little plug for my wife. She has been working on a photography project where she works with the wheelchair rugby team, U.S. Nice. Wheelchair. It's okay. kind of something that she's been doing on her own, but they've liked her so much that they've, you know, invited her to come traveling with them a couple of times. And so they do an annual training camp at Colorado Springs.
What?
So she'll be... Yeah, yeah. I think you know something about that, right?
Are you kidding me, dude? Come on! You're gonna spring this on me while we're recording.
Yep, exactly. So she'll probably be flying out with them, but she was telling me the other day that she was talking to them, and they actually said that they might still have room if I would want to tag along. So I might, in the middle of the summer, spend a vacation in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and then perhaps you and I could, you know, go to a bar and play Hearthstone.
There is no perhaps about it. That will definitely happen. That is so exciting, man.
I don't want to get your hopes up too much, but it's a possibility.
It's okay.
I will keep you updated.
I'm as flexible as they come usually, but I am definitely thrilled by the possibility of that. I bet even some buddies up from Denver, Rod from Tier 5 and Drunken Monk might make their way down if we're lucky too. So
That would be awesome.
Yeah, man. There's a little small hub of us here in Colorado, but I mean... And honestly, if you came during the summer, I mean, what's the project that your wife's working on? Is it like a nature thing?
So, I'll plug it. So, okay. No, she does really banging photography, I must say. It's top notch. She's doing a documentary project about the U.S. wheelchair rugby team.
Oh, you said that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fine.
I got starstruck a little bit because I'm going to get to meet Jordan eventually. So. See,
please. So you can actually, if you're interested in looking at her photos for mm-hmm. you and the viewers, you can find her at lexibrantacoon.com. And she's got a website with all of her photos, not just that project, but other stuff. But
cool.
She's a really good photographer. And she's been working pretty tightly with the U.S. team there. And cool. So ultimately, she might be going to Tokyo in 2020 with them. Depending on how much money she can raise and all that stuff. So,
I mean, it's no Colorado, but I guess...
it is not Colorado,
I'm just kidding. But yeah, we do have the Olympic... the National Training Center or something is here in Colorado mm-hmm. Springs, and so it is a pretty big deal for...
So all the athletes learn how to breathe mm-hmm. when there's no oxygen.
Exactly. Then
so
they're
that
fine
when they're...
they go.
Exactly. So, Andrew, why are you happy this week?
Well, I'm happy because I might get to meet Jordan, which wasn't on my show notes, but that's pretty awesome. And I do have to say, real quick plug for Colorado, everyone comes out here for the skiing, which is fantastic, but people don't know that summers are absolutely breathtaking here. So if you do get to come during that time, you're going to be more than happy, especially... I know you're in the good old South where I was raised, and it is blistering, like insane hot.
Escaping the heat of Birmingham, Alabama, will always be a welcome thing.
You'll be very happy about that. But other than that, in my personal life, I'm really excited. I actually got a promotion at work this week, which
congratulations.
You got to be happy about that. Thank you. I was processing it with my wife, and I realized this is actually my first promotion I've gotten in my adult life, because my story has – oh, well, thank you. My story has just kind of transitioned me from place to place, job to job, and so I'm actually coming up on a year now that I've been in the marketing role that I'm at. So really thankful for that, really thankful for the team and the boss that I have, because they're people who have really helped me work through a lot of my personal baggage while helping me develop professionally also. So really super That's thankful awesome. For that. Yeah. I'm planning for trips too. My wife and I are going to celebrate 5 years this year.
Okay,
and so we're kind of, thank you. We're looking ahead at what we might do for that. We're actually, my birthday and hers are coming up, but we said, what if we combine those and our anniversary and we just go big? So we're thinking maybe Napa Valley. We might go and take a
I thought you were going to say Birmingham, Alabama. I was like, oh, yeah.
You're going to have to sell my wife on that first. If we were going to consider that.
Hey, we have good music venues here.
I'm always down for that, man.
But you said Napa Valley?
Yeah, potentially Napa Valley.
I think I've heard of that place. That's pretty cool.
They're known for, like, cheese or something, I think. But
It's Pepsi.
Pepsi, that's it. I had that wrong. So we're looking at that. And actually, we talked today. I don't want to put the cart before the horse, but I'm really, I'm looking seriously at being at Con Before the Storm this year. So I'm not sure if BlizzCon is actually going to happen, just because from what I've heard, it's just a nightmare trying to get tickets and stuff. But at the very least, I would love to fly out and see some people out there at Con Before the Storm right before. So I said it last year, just after kind of looking into tickets and stuff, like, why didn't I just plan this ahead? So we talked about it this weekend, and I'm hoping, I'm really, really looking, it's really looking good that's going to be potential. So
BlizzCon is on my bucket list.
Is it? I bet.
I don't know how feasible it would be within the next couple of years, but hopefully if Blizzard's still kicking, you know, a decade down the road, they're a small indie company though, so you can't put all the eggs in one basket.
You never know. Yeah, I mean, this whole World of Warcraft thing, I don't know, man. It seems to be doing just fine, so...
I would say so.
And the last reason why I'm happy, I'm getting ready for the weekly podcast. So I know we talked about this last episode, but I just want to thank you guys again real quick for jumping onto the Patreon to support the show. I've been working on some new goals that I'll be eager to talk to you guys about, I think, on the next episode. But in the meantime, I'm getting ready to kick that off. So that'll be, I guess next week will be the last week that you don't have a happy Hearthstone in your feed, as long as we can maintain where we're at. So really excited about that, and should be a very good time.
Perfect. The Daring Reporter thanks you.
Yeah, you've got more work ahead of you, as do I. So
yay.
Both of us do, man. Well, let's jump into the news here. You talked a little bit about Wild, and really all of the news that we have is around that. You know, we mentioned in the last episode that the patch was going to hit, that the nerfs were going to hit, and they did very quickly after that. So now we're living in the post-patches era, which is kind of weird because he almost made it a full rotation, but not quite. I'm really excited that Blizzard is actually doing a few events that are really going to hone in on the Wild format. And I think it was actually my predecessor, Josh, who, when Wild was first announced, I remember hearing him say on the Happy Hearthstone that he really thought Wild was going to take off when we had a couple rotations ahead of us, which would be when this next rotation hits, and Mean Streets, Karazhan, and what's the third expansion I'm forgetting?
Wild Gods.
Or Old Gods. Right? Whispers of the Old Gods, yeah.
Did I say Wild Gods earlier?
I don't think
so. Because if I did, I apologize. Maybe. I'll say Old Gods.
You're good. We know that you know what it's called, man. Sometimes slip of the tongue. But when those three leave, there's going to be six expansions somewhere around there that are exclusive to Wild now.
You've got
Nex Grand Rammus, Tournament, Grand Tournament,
Nex Rammus,
Goblins versus
Black
Gnomes,
Rock Mountain,
Black Rock Mountain.
Yeah,
I think there's one more. But yeah, you're looking at almost 10 then expansions, and that's a lot of content. So all of a sudden, I've even seen it. I don't know if you've seen this too, Jordan. In the past month or two, there's really been this kind of shift that people are really kind of eager to try out Wild. I know I've noticed it for myself. Wild has kind of been something that I've maybe played like 10 games over my whole lifespan of the game on. But I've been thinking about it a lot more, especially as these events are coming up. So Wild Fest is going to run from February 19th through March 11th. So as this podcast is hitting your ears, it's happening right now, unless you're listening in the distant future when it happened way back then. So yeah. the big kind of cornerstone event is that Arena is going to be Wild, which for a while Arena was totally open, but they shifted it to a standard format just to keep it fresh. So I think it's really fun that now for this a little less than a month, Arena is going to be Wild and you can just get anything. It probably means people are going to play some bonkers decks. Is this going to be enough to get you into Wild at some point, Jordan?
Yeah, I actually think so, because I had somewhat been planning on it just because I haven't been playing super long, and I always liked all those older cards like when I first tried it, and so I feel like my collection's at the point now where once it cycles I'm not going to want to say goodbye to Mean Streets of Gadgetzan and some of the old god stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think for that reason alone too, there will probably be some people like me that kind of started a little bit later, mm-hmm. and currently don't have that many cards in Wild, but now, you know, they'll have more of a reason to, as well as the whole Wild Fest thing. I'm excited to draft in a Wild Arena deck. That'll be pretty nutty.
That's, I mean, if you thought it was tough to know all of the tiers and stuff,
right?
Oh my gosh, now we're just busting it. I can't imagine the work the Lifeforge guys are putting together to get their tier list together and stuff. But what's cool is that alongside this, there are going to be two different tavern brawls also that are going to run. And one is specifically for people who may have gotten into the game more recently, may not have a very robust collection that would get them into Wild well. And that tavern brawl is going to be called Venture into the Wild. And what it is it's just pre-constructed Wild decks. So you pick a class and there's a pre-constructed Wild deck for you that you get to just jump in and play. Which I think is a great way to help people get exposed to maybe cards they've never seen before. I know for my friends and listeners who are newer to the game, it's tough if you jump in and start looking at Wild and see all these cards you don't have. It's like, I've got to create two collections now? No, I'm just going to do Standard because that's much more limited. I can just focus on this. So I think that this is a great idea to at least expose them to what's out there. And I kind of wonder if we're going to see some like packs through this also. They haven't announced anything around that, but I'm sure that if not during this event season, we're going to see that in the future where they'll give away some packs for logging in or for completing a quest or something like that. That'd be
awesome.
And then the second tavern brawl is really, I think, what people are getting excited about, and it's called the Wild Brawliseum. And they've done these Brawliseum events before where you would have to pay like $10 and you would lock in a deck and then you would compete sort of in a similar arena setting where you can have three losses. Actually, I can't remember if it's three losses or if it's just one. Do you know?
I think it's going to be like the arena rules where you lose three times.
12 wins or three losses, just like arena. Yeah. That's what you're shooting for. So for this one, you are going to bring a Wild deck, obviously, because it's the Wild Brawliseum, but they're going to keep the entry point and the rewards exactly in line with Arena. So it's going to be much more accessible. I've never done those Brawliseums because honestly, I don't want to put $10 in the casino slot.
Right.
As much as I feel good about my skills and stuff, I don't feel that good about it. So, but 150 coins, willingly throw that in. The nice thing is they're also going to give everyone a free run on that. So barrier to entry is zero. So I don't know. Have you thought about what you're going to bring for this, Jordan? Or do you need to do some more Wild exploring? Or?
Well, in my brief Wild exploration, I mentioned it, I think it was the Daring Reporter when we had Eve from Velen's Chosen on. I mentioned something about trying it out. And I had been wanting to make Highlander Warlock work in Standard, but it wasn't. And then I remembered I had missed the whole Reno Lock thing. And I have those cards. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'll try out Reno Lock. And I have a lot of fun with it. It's not as good as, you know, all of the really, really crazy wild decks now, but it's still something.
Dude, Arena Lock was no joke back in the day. And I haven't heard it in the wild circles lately, but I don't know, man. I certainly would.
I'll bring it back.
Yeah, I'm eager to see how you do with that.
We'll see.
I need to do more research. I told you before we started recording, I've really been wanting to hit Legend and Standard so that I could just throw myself completely at Wild, and because I want to get to know the just the different decks that you see. I know that like Quest Priest is a thing. I know Big Priest is even more impressive over there. I know that. Well, I guess that's about all I know.
All of the Naga Sea Witch Giants decks. And there's just wacky stuff. I mean, they talk about it on the podcast Into the Wild. This is really their time to shine. They picked a great time to start a Wild podcast.
Absolutely. They were right ahead of it.
they talk a lot about some of the wacky decks, but a common sentiment is that you will. There are these main, like, really good decks in Wild, but also you find a lot of variants on them just because there's many cards.
It's really easy to run into a deck you've never seen before, from what I've heard, that just completely runs you over because they've figured some combination out that no one else has yet, because the Wild pool is a bit smaller as far as, like, people who are playing it, but there is a very core group of dedicated players who love Wild and live and breathe it. So I'm excited to see this this event season kind of breathe more life into that and kind of cross-pollinate some standard people. I know another big thing that they're doing actually now is this Hearthstone Wild Open, which they've done this before, but it's exciting to see them do it again. Basically, this is an open tournament, by the time you're listening to this podcast, the deadline has closed, unfortunately, for you to sign up.
No.
So if you're just now hearing about it, I'm sorry, and you wanted to do it, you got to stay on top of it. But I'm sure a lot of you guys did. And what's cool is that they've never done this for Standard, where they just open up a tournament literally to everyone, and this is a Blizzard-run thing. So it's cool to see them give Wild this exclusive treatment. Anybody from Americas, Asia, or Europe have been able to sign up, and they'll have 2 weeks of qualifiers. And then from there, there's going to be 128 player Swiss brackets per region per week. They'll be playing in Conquest, and then the top 16 players, 8 from each bracket, are going to play a single elimination playoff. That's a bunch of gobbledygook to you. It's all good. On March 31st, they're going to hold the live finals, which that's really going to be the big deal. And then there's a prize pool of $25,000, which is notably less than other tournaments that they do. But it's cool to at least see them give some attention and exclusivity kind of to the Wild fam, as it were. I don't think any esports players are going to be making a living off of Wild Opens, though, unfortunately.
No, doesn't sound like it.
But it'll still be cool to follow this and all of that. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Sure.
So yeah, that's all the news. I probably should mention also, because I forgot to put it in the show notes last time, that the United Hearthstone League is still going on, and I'm still having a blast with that. I've been playing some good friends, and right now, as this episode's releasing, we're in the final week of the standard bracket. The finals will be coming up, I think, in the next week or two, and that's going to be something that you really don't want to miss. So be sure to follow me on Twitter at @AndrewsLiving. And follow the league at United HS League, I believe. Yeah, United HS League on Twitter. It's been a lot of fun to be a part of that, and I'm looking forward to these next few weeks to close out the first season. Going to be really, really good. So
yeah, that it's been a lot of fun to watch, and Ferris Biscuit's done a really good job with all of that. Yeah, the website UnitedHearthstoneLeague.com just. Anything you want to know from it. I enjoyed reading all the bios that he wrote about you guys. Yeah.
We wrote those ourselves, but he's been really good. But he's been really good with the statistics and stuff. Like, you can see which classes have done well week to week, or overall, which players have done well with different classes and stuff. So it's been really fascinating to see that. So, really quick, want to take a sponsor break and just remind you guys a little bit about the Patreon. Like I said, we hit that highest goal for the weekly podcast. I mentioned in the last episode that I know that things are going to change for people, though, so this is a really critical time for those of you who have kind of been on the fence for a while. If this is a show that you listen to regularly, I'd love for you to consider coming and joining us. At just $1 a month, you can support the show directly and get some great perks like shout-outs on the show, or at $5 a month, I've been pushing out exclusive content. Like this past week, I had a really good run with the Dude Paladin list that Muzzy unleashed on the world. Or Zandalay was actually the original innovator on that list, I think, but Muzzy kind of got it out there. I had a really good run with that, and so I made a video talking to our wonderful patrons for the show about how it is and stuff. So, dude. I mean, it's like, dude, man, right?
totally.
that deck is a lot of fun to play right now. So definitely want to encourage you guys, go check it out, patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone. Like I said, I should have some new stuff to talk to you guys about soon. And I also want to mention that, unfortunately, I'm going to have to take a hiatus on the lunch break show that I've been doing indefinitely. Something just came up that is going to kind of mess with that, and so I'm not going to be able to be as consistent as I'd like. But I will continue to stream random nights and weekends. In fact, this past week, there were two nights in a row that I got to stream, which that will probably not happen again for a very long time. But if you follow me on Twitter and Twitch at Andrew's Living, I really have loved being able to do that. So I will be looking for the margin of my life to make it happen. That'll probably be part of the goals also, that I can get a regular night or something like that for you guys, because I'd love to keep doing that. So, well, we mentioned a little bit about the Daring Reporter, and Jordan, you came on. We've talked about podcasts on the Happy Hearthstone before, but it was a long time ago, and believe it or not, podcasts come and go. There are some that stick around for a really long time. There are other new ones that are kind of a fizzle and a flare, and there are some really exciting ones that have that are actually pretty young but really, really vibrant. And I thought it would be great, you coming on the show, especially with what you do every week now with the Daring Reporter, talking about all these, that maybe we could do kind of a refresher course and talk about all of the active podcasts and maybe inspire some people to check out some new ones.
Yeah, and it'll probably actually help our format on the Daring Reporter, because this is actually something that I've wanted to do. We just have been trying to figure out exactly how to do it, and actually, rather than just saying, oh, this happened, what are the podcasts? So this is a great opportunity to actually talk about them.
Perfect.
So I guess I have the floor?
You have the floor, my friend. Take us through the reporting here.
All right, we begin our journey. No, okay. First off, I do want to start this out by saying that these are my opinions of the podcast. So hosts, if you're listening to this and you don't think that that's quite what it is, take no offense, it's just how I think of it. So I've kind of divided these into different categories based on the type of content. Spoiler, they all talk about Hearthstone, but they each have their own flavor and how they go about it. So I'll start with the biggest group, which is kind of like the variety, because for lack of a better term. And so we've got the Angry Chicken in this one, probably the most well-known. All three hosts are professional podcasters. That's Garrett, Willie Dills, and Jocelyn Moffitt. Mm-hmm. Super entertaining, well-produced. And yeah, so
they were the first one that I listened to. I think I've told the story before, but like I first started listening to Hearthstone podcasts because I didn't have any friends who played the game, and I loved
same
it.
Exact thing.
So it was like, maybe if I search on podcasts for Hearthstone, there's someone who's talking about it, and I can at least feel like there's someone I could talk to about it. They were great right off the bat like you said, they're professional. They really know what they're doing. So,
entertaining, accessible.
Yeah, really good, consistent show over a long period of time now.
Really good bumpers, too.
Yes, very quality.
So, next we have Velen's Chosen. Andrew, you might know a little bit about this.
I feel a bit partial. I might go off on a limb and say that I love these guys. And Gal.
Why would that be? Why would that be?
Because I started it. I'm a little bit biased.
So then your opinion is null and void because you have a conflict of interest. But
pretty much. So I'll let you talk and sing their praises because they're fantastic people.
So they began, as I understand, as a more like budget-friendly podcast, or for those who That's are right. playing on a budget. Mm-hmm. But since then, they've opened up their format to a variety of different content. They have really good deck explanations. And probably the most unique part about Valens Chosen is Lore Master Eve. Every once in a while, and more frequently now, which I really like, she does some lore moments where she talks about the World of Warcraft lore and lets people like me who have never played WoW before know about all the stories behind the cards in Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. So really educational there.
Yeah, even to the point that they've been releasing full episodes of lore now.
Yeah, for full lore episodes that are exclusive to their patrons for a certain period of time. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, they then release it.
Yeah.
Next, we have Hero Power. Don't forget to use your hero power. great guys. They are like the other two in that they have a variety of topics that they talk about each week, but they look at things from a slightly off-meta perspective. They kind of, the deck that they'll pick each week is their own tweak on something. I know Versika is known as a sort of mad scientist when it comes to tweaking decks. So if you're looking for something different and entertaining, go check that out. And they do have a video podcast where they do gameplay afterwards, so like not the audio part, but they do the gameplay.
And I have to shout out to them because Orochio's been on the Happy Hearthstone before. I've actually gotten to be on Hero Power before, so those guys are great friends, and love the show they put on.
Yeah, and you'll learn, you know, their Avantes has his foot in a lot of different podcasts as well. That's a weird term to use. I don't know what the actual term would be. Is it like fingers in different pots? I don't really
tentacles know. In different swimming pools.
There we go. That's weird. Exactly what I was looking for. Okay, next. We've got Value Town. It's run by Chanman V. He recently picked up a new co-host, Gara, who is a pro Hearthstone player. He used to have Jackie Chan, the streamer, and Ali Straza, both of them were pro players. And so this, just like these, are a variety show where they talk about different decks, news going on, but they also have that like pro perspective. Like, what does it mean? All these changes, how do they affect the people that are grinding out games every single day for hours and hours?
Right.
And then also they used to do listener challenges each week. So like, make the biggest silver hand recruit that you can, or stuff like that, and send us screenshots. Next, we have Well Met, which is run by Kicked Tripod, or John. He's actually started doing an Overwatch League podcast recently.
Yeah, daily.
They also have... Yeah. Oh, is it daily?
It's a daily podcast, yeah. He is intense.
Oh, hats off to him. Yeah. Man. I did not know that. But yep. He's got co-hosts with Ray C., you may know him. He's a pro Hearthstone player. You've got Danny Donuts, who is their wild expert. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they have a really interesting mix because you got pro opinions. You also have the wild perspective. They also have another host, J.R. Cook. And they have really interesting conversations about what's going on in Hearthstone.
Yeah, great.
And then rounding out our variety is Around the Hearth. It was started as a group of people who met on Reddit. So take that as you will. but it's run by Evil Squirrel, D.E.S. Adam, and Robobson. And I like this one because they will actually have disputes on different perspectives. They have differing opinions oftentimes. So if somebody thinks it's a good deck, then the other ones are like, no, it's not that good. So then we kind of get a balanced view on, well, is Secret Mage really that good? And that kind of thing. They will often have guests. In this past week, I want to give a shout out especially to Around the Hearth because they had Toast the Badger. And she started a trend on Twitter, hashtag badass women of Hearthstone.
Yeah.
And that was to get more exposure to the women who play Hearthstone. Really, I think that's cool. Just a great initiative.
Yep. And she competed at the WESG also and did very well. So you should definitely check out that thread if you search for that hashtag, or just check out that episode of Around the Hearth and you can hear all that.
Yep, definitely. And while we're on the topic, I think the podcast scene has a space for an all-women's podcast.
Absolutely. But yeah, anyway. Please.
Next, our category is live gameplay. So these are podcasts where if you want to play more Hearthstone, but you just don't have the time, so you want to listen to other people play it, these are great ones to listen to. You have Walk to Work. There are 3 episodes a week. This is hosted by Blister Guy. From Australia, and while he takes his morning commute, he plays Hearthstone. He starts talking about it, and then we'll play 2 or 3 games depending on how much of a control deck he's playing. So that's always entertaining. And then you also have Hearth Coach. This is a podcast aimed to educate those who want to get to Legend. It started when the host Dan contacted Frid to see if he could help him get to Legend. And so since then, they've just been, doing a podcast where Dan will pick a deck and they'll play with it. And you get to hear the two of them talking out their turns as they go through games. So it's very educational, and it looks a lot at the technical side of playing.
And I'll say that both of those podcasts, Walk to Work and Hearth Coach, they are like among the most consistent podcasts that are out there, because I mean Blister Guy coming out with 3 episodes a week is no joke. Whew. And he's been doing that for a long time. I can't say exactly how long, but I know that for Hearth Coach, they just celebrated their 3-year anniversary. Yep. And they haven't missed a week since they started, which is pretty insane, especially for two guys who don't have a background or podcasting or anything like that. They've done a phenomenal job, so both of those they really have great.
That 3-year episode was truly special. Had a lot of different guests in the podcast scene, and even a Blizzard dev, which was pretty cool.
And there was a really unique conversation too with him. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that, I actually got to go and hang out with them for that episode too. So definitely go see their 3-year anniversary. That was a lot of fun.
And also, just really quick side note about Blister Guy's podcast, Walk to Work. Mm-hmm. He also does an infographic each episode.
Oh yeah.
And he has the deck that he plays and a little bit about it. So that's just another additional thing. Okay, next we go to the conversational and entertaining group that I say. Because it's like not quite a format, but just more of like a conversation between the hosts. And it often ends up being very funny. So we'll start off with Tier 5. And this is a podcast hosted by Rod Johnston and Adam, or his friend Adam. And Rod Johnston himself is a tour de force, very entertaining and eclectic host.
Yeah,
and then Adam brings in the great analysis side of things. But they'll, talk about their weeks and how they feel about the meta, all of that stuff. The UHL, which Rod is also participating in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's always a fun listen.
Great guys.
There's this one that's next on the list. Honestly, I don't like it that much. Wow. But it's called Happy Hearthstone.
I see where this is going, man. I see where it's going, and I don't like it.
Interview just takes a really sharp turn.
And we've had a great time on this episode. Jordan, never come back again, and we'll see you guys next time. I would just go from the Happy Hearthstone to the, I don't know.
Sad Hearthstone.
Very sad.
We've got the Happy Hearthstone. A completely different guest every single time. So with each guest, they bring their own topic. So it's very variable, as you are hearing now.
I hope you guys like that about it.
It is the longest running Hearthstone podcast in space and time and cards.
Oh, that's actually interesting. I need to do some. I've actually done the research in each of those 3 spaces, space, time, and cards, and it's accurate. All 3, it checks out. So it's interesting.
All right. Hey, as a scientist, I agree. But always check your sources.
Yes, that's important.
If it says some study in Indiana took a survey, maybe.
Maybe not.
Anyway, this isn't a science podcast. Sorry. next is Blizzlet. They advertise as not safe for work, and I agree.
It's kind of hard not to agree with that.
But hey, it is one of the most entertaining ones, I will say. It's got me doubled up laughing every single time without fail. They all have all the hosts, all 3 hosts, Daniel, Adam and Jack, they all have a background in comedy, mm-hmm. so they improv their way through every episode. I think their tagline that they've crowdsourced most recently was Blizzlet. Sometimes Hearthstone, most times not. So take it as you will. But really good Hearthstone-related laughs.
Great guys, yeah.
Next, we have Hearthzone. It's more of like a news side of things as well. But the hosts, Anthony Shelton and his friend Mark Brickley. And in the last couple of episodes, they've also had Mark's, say, girlfriend or wife. I'm sorry if I don't... No, exactly, but partner in crime, we'll leave that, Nat Rose. So the three of them have been chatting just about how the meta has changed over the last couple of weeks. As we all know, we've got those nerfs that happened. And so it's kind of like Anthony learning the game and Mark explaining things, and they do a really good job explaining it, but it's nice little casual talk. And also for those of you that like music, Hearthzone is the one Hearthstone podcast, I believe, other than ours, The Daring Reporter, that does background music while they're chatting. So,
oh, cool.
And I personally like that.
Yeah.
Next, we have 1600 Dust. It is a 20-minute format, so it's your weekly little bite-size podcast of Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. And this is with the world-renowned Spiver and Chris Plummer, Ziggy Sarah, and Matuna. The four of them... Actually, five now. Wait, four?
Four.
Five. Yeah. Five. Ziggy, three, Ziggy is the new... Okay, used to be three, now four. Mm-hmm. That's right. I can't count. My bad.
If you can count to 1600, that's all that really matters. Or 20. Nah, lots of numbers. Man, keep going.
Anyway, so they'll just, you know, pick a topic each week, do a chat about that. Very entertaining, conversational. And mm-hmm. 1600 Dust is a very strong brand. They've got t-shirts, they've got a, you know, their Twitch channel, they're very ingrained in the UHL. They have three members representing 1600 mm-hmm. Dust, so they dominate the UHL scene. So yeah, check that out.
I'm actually facing next up against Chris Plummer this week, so I'm eager. That guy is he is a, what do you call it?
He's no joke.
He's a loose cannon, and he's performed very well with some very unpredictable decks. So I'm really interested to see what happens with that.
Yeah, he has, and I don't know if they have the VOD of this, but the Dust Bowl, the game, mm-hmm. the match between him and Spiver was super entertaining.
Yeah.
So
absolutely was. I will say that I'm kind of bummed that they haven't asked me to be on their show before, because
on 1600 Dust. We're gonna have to.
I don't know. I'm hoping one day they'll ask me, and then we'll be able to make it happen. and in case you don't know, I've been on it twice, and it's an inside joke with those guys. So you can go listen to those episodes. But okay.
Well, okay. You heard it here, guys. Make sure that you get Andrew on at some point. and I'll make sure that I emphasize that on the Daring Reporter next week.
And I'll be sure not to bring my neuralizer next time, because that's really the issue, as it were. I come in and then I make them forget about me immediately.
Next, Off the Curve. Next, we have Off Curve. This is with Steve Lubitz, aka Wicked Good.
I know this guy. And he has a podcast.
He has many podcasts. Yes, actually.
Well, this is the Hearthstone podcast for sure.
The Hearthstone podcast. Yes. Yeah, so he started it up a couple months ago. It hasn't been too long. He's up in like the 20s or 30s for episode numbers.
It was last year at some point that he started it.
Yeah, so Steve has been in a variety of podcast projects in the past, mm-hmm. unrelated to Hearthstone, and I've listened to a few of them. They're really good stuff.
Yeah.
But he, I'll plug them, Disruption and Isometric. They're both done now, but they're in the past. Anyway, so Steve, Off Curve, he does a podcast where when he's driving home to work, from work, every once in a while he'll get on and just talk about, you know, if there's been any changes in Hearthstone, he talks about what he thinks. His thoughts are to be taken as law. I think he's one of the like most influential minds in Hearthstone, quite honestly.
He's a really good thinker when it comes to the meta and what's working.
And I know that he did a really good write-up and kind of just... He kind of repurposed the spiteful summoner druid mm-hmm. that a lot of people are playing now. So even though someone else technically kind of started that deck, I still attribute that one to Steve, because he was a good advocate for that deck. So
I obviously have a vested interest in him also, but I mean, seriously, he does a fantastic job talking. And there aren't too many solo podcasts when it comes to the Hearthstone realm, but I mean, he's just really, really good at what he does. So I love having him on this show for our reviews, but I love that he blesses us with even more of his wisdom on his own show as well.
Yeah, I love listening to those episodes.
I feel like I get smarter every time I listen to it. And I mean, he's a friend. Like, we talk all the time. But on those podcasts specifically, I'm just like, oh, Steve, I'm a better person because I've heard what you think about this.
Oh, shoot. I can make it to rank 5 now. So next we have the competitive and technical aspects. I mean, honestly, a lot of podcasts do get into the competitive side in some respect, but these make it their, you know, MO. Mm-hmm. So Coin Concede is probably one of the more well-known ones. Their tagline is making the competitive side of the game more accessible to you,
which is what they do.
Yeah, absolutely. They have very knowledgeable hosts. They'll go over, you know, tournament results. You've got Ridiculous Hat, who, you know, who doesn't know Ridiculous Hat? and then you've got, as I call him, the golden boy, Bodicus. Mm-hmm. He burst onto the Hearthstone scene and is doing multi-server legend runs and all of that. And then you've got, Kenny, KCCO Gamer, who... awesome host. We actually had him on The Daring Reporter recently.
That was a really good interview.
He's cool to get to know him.
He's been at the helm of that show for so long now.
Yeah.
And seen it through a lot of changes. So, I mean, he's really held that thing together and kept it producing some really great stuff.
Yeah, that podcast, I don't know of any other podcast that has had that many hosts kind of come and go. Mm-hmm. And they all bring their own flair. Started it with Cora, who is now doing a lot of professional casting. Mm-hmm. I think she's doing Overwatch casting.
She just started this past weekend.
That was awesome. And then you said Appa, who's actually been back a couple times recently. Cinder, who has moved on. But just really good listen if you're wanting to become more competitive. And I know that they were a big part of when I decided to, you know, start actually making runs for hitting rank 15 for the first time. Drew a lot of my inspiration from them. Next we have to pay homage to the Golden Wisp. They are no longer an active podcast, but they were around the time that we started The Daring Reporter. They were a competitive podcast and one of the probably most highly regarded for a while. You had Alec and Hunter really, you know, help me on it.
they did such in-depth analysis of the competitive scene, and it was so good. I mean, like, I've never gotten that into the competitive scene. Like, I know enough kind of to get by, but I would listen to them, especially around the big tournament times, because I wanted to know, like, how did this go? How did that go? Coin Concede makes it really bite-sized, and they do a really good job talking about it too, but Golden Wisp would just go all in on that one part.
Super granular.
Yeah, and they were so good. I mean, similar to how Josh had to leave the Happy Hearthstone because he got a job with World of Warcraft, Golden Wisp had to shut down because Alec got a job on the Hearthstone team, so he's helping to develop that, which, I mean, he should be. You know, it's a great reason for a podcast to have to hang their hat, but it is unfortunate because those guys were great members of the community.
And speaking of super granular, you have Top Deck Kings next.
Which
Cream Puff, man, he'll pick one very specific topic or a fundamental aspect of the game and just take a microscope to it and look at
mercy.
He is such a great teacher about it too. And he explained, I mean, he does say sometimes he's like, yeah, you're probably gonna have to listen to this one again because it's a lot to unpack. But he does a really good job explaining, you know, mulligan strategies for you know, specific decks, or even hand reading is something that he's, I think, gonna do. He either did it or he said that people have been asking for him to do it, so he wants to get into it. But yeah, definitely, if you want to get, you know, a little bit more out of podcasts and learning the game, check out Top Deck Kings. Now I know that this is a different format from what they had in the past. I know he's just recently taken it solo, because Teal had family responsibilities to go to.
Yep, things change when you have a kid. I can speak from experience. But Cream Puff has done a great job reinventing that podcast. And I like, if you wish that you had a mentor who could really help you get better, like treat Top Deck Kings as that, because I feel like Cream Puff has helped my mental game a lot for, just from listening to his episodes and talking with him. And
yes, he does emphasize the mental aspect as well. So check that out. Okay, so this next one is kind of interesting. I honestly just learned about it a day before we're recording this.
Wow.
I kind of feel bad that I hadn't had it in the rundown before on the Daring Reporter, but so it's called Last Turn. It is a Hearthstone podcast. They're on episode like 28. And so the reason that I found out about it is because of Spartacus Fett. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
One of the community members that does endless work to promote everyone as well. He basically does what the Daring Reporter does, but on Twitter and in memes.
I was going to say, I think you mean he's an endless memer, but
he is an endless
memer. We are all thankful for Spartacus Fett, that's for sure.
Yes. And so he actually retweeted, he and Versica, actually, both of them, retweeted Last Turn's latest post to Twitter. They're on SoundCloud and also on iTunes, so check them out. They're advertised as a technical Hearthstone podcast, so I can't really attest too much to what they talk about. I did listen to their latest episode, and what it did was talk about all of the decks that have kind of come out of the meta at this time, and how to play each one. So they did do a really good job explaining, you know, the strategies behind each deck and how to counter them and stuff like that. So I am looking forward to listening to this a bit more, and I'll get a more accurate opinion, and you can hear our takes on it in the Daring Reporter next week. Okay, we'll start adding it to our thing. And I do think that it is a podcast that comes out every other week, kind of like how the Happy Hearthstone used to be.
Okay, nice.
So yeah. Next, we have Omnistone. If you don't know about it, that's okay, because it's not actually on the iTunes store or anything. It is a YouTube-only podcast. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a podcast, kind of. So it's got great Hearthstone personalities. You've got Frodan and Brian Kibler, both of which have... they've been players. Brian used to play Magic the Gathering very competitively. He's in the Hall of Fame, but he has since then switched to Hearthstone and plays that. He streams. And then you've got Firebat, who was the first world champion of Hearthstone. So the three of them go and they just talk about the most recent things, talk about how to, you know, improve your game as well when they do their mailbag segment. And then they have a Whose Meme Reigns Supreme at the very end. Those are always entertaining games. They'll have, like, not necessarily arbitrary, but they'll come up with wacky rules for deck building. Mm-hmm. This past one that they put out was Valentine's Day themed, where they had to make decks where they're cards had to be something about couples, so they either had to buff another card or create another token or card out of it.
Okay,
so
that's nice.
Interesting. Okay, so we've got a few more. I know it's been a little bit, but we can get through with this.
We're good, man.
The next category we have is Wild. There is one podcast in this category, and it is one of the more recent ones. It is called Into the Wild. It's hosted by Craig of Canada and Nate Wolf. And it is, I will say, very, very entertaining, pretty well produced for being a new podcast. Craig is just an absolute character.
And I'm still so proud of him. I mean, he came and, and was on the Happy Hearthstone, and we talked about it. He was like, man, I want to do something. I was like, go for it. And he's, I mean, you've mentioned it before that there are several podcasts that will talk about Wild or make it part of their discussion, but there was not one that was all just focused on Wild. And he and Nate have done a fantastic job crafting that. And like we said, at no better time than now. So really proud of those guys and love what they've created there. If you're interested in all this Wild stuff, you definitely need to go check them out.
Yeah, it's just, I'm learning so much just from this, like, because it's a completely different take on Hearthstone,
right,
essentially. So you learn about all these different strategies, cards that you've never seen before, things like that. So definitely check that out if you are like me and want to get more into Wild as we get closer to this rotation. Mm-hmm. Next, we have kind of a more community-focused ones, Firesides. I just kind of termed the category Firesides.
Yeah,
there's only one here. It's the Innkeepers podcast. And actually, Avanti's from Hero Power is one of the hosts here.
Mm-hmm.
But they talk about fireside gatherings and taverns and all of that. And it's a much more informative. They don't necessarily break down any decks. They don't talk about, you know, necessarily how to play the game, but mm-hmm. they will talk about how to run community events. Yeah. So for those of you that are either interested in starting fireside gatherings or taverns, or just want to know what it's like, what kind of discussions go on for those who organize them, you can check out the Innkeepers podcast for sure. Next, we move on to Arena. It is the only Arena-focused podcast.
I'm noticing a trend here where we've got a category and there's only one. These guys are just specialized in one mm-hmm. you know, area that's really important, honestly, to the Hearthstone conversation at large. And the guys at the Lightforge, Adewicta and Merps, have... I mean, they have been ingrained in Arena since the very beginning of Hearthstone, really. So I don't think there's anyone better to kind of be leading the charge in that way than them.
For sure. I mean, they've got... I know I said 1600 Dust has a great brand. The Lightforge has a really good brand too. They've got like their Twitch channel and a lot of followers. A lot of people will watch. They stream a lot of Arena runs and they just talk about it. They even have their own algorithm for which cards mm-hmm. to pick. Excuse me, as you're drafting an Arena deck. One of their most common recent topics has been micro adjustments by Blizzard. They'll often kind of gripe a little bit about that. And funny. I think actually in the Arena community that it has been the most recent focus has mm-hmm. been griping about micro adjustments. But
well, because it affects the game at a big level. Like,
it does.
I get it. You know, especially when that's all you do. The nerfs don't impact you as much, you know. It does matter, and there's been a little bit of behind the scenes, but it seems like the Arena team at Hearthstone is doing a better, or at least they're striving to do a better job of being more more transparent about those changes and stuff like that moving forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something they. It's a good thing that we have, you know, podcasts and people in the community that will, you know, say, hey,
absolutely.
By the way, this is not exactly as advertised. So
yeah, totally. Yeah.
And well, speaking of gripes, it's a nice segue into the next category for those of you who sometimes get frustrated and need an outlet to vent or people to commiserate with you. These podcasts have you covered. This next category is the salty category.
love this because this is a part of the Hearthstone world too, you know.
For sure. I mean, and that's their brand. They know that RNGesus does not smile down upon them.
And that's okay.
So you have, and that is okay, for sure. So you've got the Salty Dog, as the name implies, but the hosts Clash and Dookie, they do a good job just, you know, talking about their own experiences. I believe they both have background in Magic the Gathering, so they do make a lot of Hearthstone Magic the Gathering comparisons, which is really interesting because I learn a lot about Magic the Gathering through them.
Mm-hmm.
They have community card creation challenges, so it's really cool to get some of the creative side of the community, and they'll be like, this week make a card having to do with blood or something like that. So
that's crazy. Cool.
And yeah, and they even, you know, as we all realize, when you identify that you're getting a little frustrated with something, you go on to something else. They've also got a segment where they dedicate talking about other video games that they play. So
nice.
That's good.
Other video games do exist outside of Hearthstone, so if that's your thing, go for it.
I'll take this moment to say that I've been playing a lot of Subnautica lately, actually. So
there you go.
So next in this category, we also have Brewmasters. I'd say it's less salty and more briny, and more, you know, like hoppy. So they.
Hoppy. I was going to say sour. The... Like Brian has me thinking of pickles or something. But you keep going.
Well, I guess it depends on the types of beer that you drink. But Brewmasters, the hosts Chase, Nigel, and Daryl, they'll sip beer while they chat about Hearthstone. And how RNGesus has screwed them. But they also talk a little bit about firesides that they go to and that. So if you like beer and you like Hearthstone, go check them out. Next, we have news or informative. One of the more recent podcasts that have come out, we have The Golden Ticket. It's hosted by Taz Dingo from New Zealand.
Yeah.
He's been really, finding his format, hitting his stride, whatever it is, finding his legs, whatever the term would be. He right now he does not have as far as I know, I could check, and I could be completely wrong by the time you guys are listening to this, but he doesn't really upload them to iTunes quite yet. He's been figuring out how to get that on. But he does have podcasts on Twitch and I believe on YouTube. So what he does is he just will do like a quick 30-minute format where he talks about all of the news in Hearthstone. He'll talk a little bit about the meta that's been shaping via Hearthstone Replay, I think. I think that's the website that he uses. Mm-hmm. So yeah, check that out. It's kind of like a video podcast, so to speak.
Yeah, and he was he and I actually had a coaching session when Drunken Monk gave his away, and so he and I were kind of kind of talked about it, and he was thinking, man, I want to kind of do something. So yeah, it's really really cool to see him figuring that out and creating some content out of it. So good job, Tessie.
Yeah, I mean, I would know. Having community members start up new content is always good.
It's a good thing. I like.
So that leads us into the next news and informative one, which is called The Daring Reporter.
We've already talked about it, though. So we'll go.
It's the best. tell your friends, tell your family, tell your grandparents.
Two things I want to say real quick. I like it for my busy weeks where I just don't get to listen to all the podcasts I want to. So if that's you and you have a really busy week, definitely go listen to them. And also the interviews that we've alluded to that you guys have been doing have been fantastic with Kenny, with Ro, with Eve. I'm trying to think of who else has been on
there. Daniel Sheldon from
Blizzlet.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
You had Brad from Tier 5, didn't you?
Yes, okay, he was our inaugural guest. Was it Ro? I think it was Ro, then Rod, then
There you go.
There's so many of them, you know?
Yeah, but they really have been good. So if you're interested in getting to know the people behind the podcast also, it's great to listen to for both of those.
Next, and rounding us out, we have one final category. It's called the casual, so more casually focused. And this is Legend of the Innkeeper, fun guaranteed. You have Espo and Vestidius, and this is always a fun listen.
Absolutely.
They have just so much enthusiasm for the game, especially Espo. You just get to hear how his week has been and how much he likes dungeon runs and all that.
They've been around for really so long, too. They've been doing this for a good long run. So
I think this week's episode was 177.
Wow.
So,
yeah. No small feet there.
And what they do is in between the sets, they'll actually go back. And so like you and Steve will go over cards before they come out. Espo and Vestidius will actually go class by class each week. And talk about the cards and how they've kind of settled into the meta. And do we even see this card at all? So Void Ripper, no, we don't. So I was actually really excited about that card, and it just hasn't found its spot yet. But anyway, that's a good one. And then one to keep an eye out for, it will be starting next week. It is hosted by Ro. It's called Hearth Casual. So everyone's kind of excited to see how that goes. He does a really, really good podcast called Realm Maintenance, which is kind of what The Daring Reporter does, but for all Blizzard podcasts. So hats off to him. He's our spiritual predecessor.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing how he does. He does have a co-host. I believe his name is Kevin. I'll have to do a little bit more research before I actually say definitively who his co-host is. But yeah, he's going to be talking about the tavern brawls, dungeon runs, and so possibly even more. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Looking forward to it. So that is as far as I know.
Woo!
As we've seen with last turn just being brought to my attention yesterday,
right.
As far as I know, that's all the active, you know, consistent Hearthstone podcasts.
Yeah. And I just want to highlight from a high level view, because I know, you know, I talked about some of these podcasts I've really gotten to connect with on a, you know, on a deeper level. They've become friends, or I've gotten to, you know, be on their show, or they've gotten to be on here. And lots of people have kind of, you know, gotten a start. I know I was talking with Spivey at 1600 Dust about this too. Like they had someone come on their show and say, man, I want to do my own thing. And they said, go for it. And it happened. So if you've ever thought about creating content, creating a podcast or something like that, I just want to encourage you, like, you never, I mean, people would have thought 2 or 3 years ago that there were too many Hearthstone podcasts, but there was only a handful, you know, and now we've got so many, and it seems like there's still new ones popping up that are really valuable, fun, informative, good listens. So if you've thought about this, I want to encourage you to go for it. Feel free to reach out to me, reach out to Jordan with questions you have. We're happy to help you, you know, get your feet underneath you and help you get going.
That's one great thing that I cannot, you know, thank everyone enough for. Mm-hmm. But like, even like Rob from Velen's Chosen, Kenny from Coin Conceit, everybody, even you, everyone that I talked to, especially Rod Johnson, I do have to give him a shout out because he helped a lot with it. Came to like the technical aspects of audio recording.
He's kind of a cool, like, dude, I gotta say.
just a little bit, but a lot of you know, the podcast hosts were super helpful for you. So if you are thinking about content creation, go for it. You've got Navalis, who's a community member. Yeah, he started
What the Deck.
It's not a podcast, but he does What the Deck. Mm-hmm. It's short little videos each week where he talks about different meta decks that you see. Yeah. So,
and we could be here all night talking about like Twitch streamers, YouTube show. I mean, there's so much.
Oh yeah, that's, oh man, that just goes, that expands the universe even more. We want to stay a little bit focused on the podcast at the Daring Reporter, but
yeah, but definitely want to encourage you guys, go check out the Daring Reporter to kind of, you know, hear a little bit more in depth about what those episodes were and more about these podcasts. I'm sure also Jordan would happily answer any questions you have about these. If there's one that kind of caught your ear you want to know something more about, he can give you an unbiased opinion about what those are, other than the Daring Reporter. He's kind of biased about
that. And if you've got, you know, a very specific taste in something, like, oh, I really like Swedish death metal, I'll be like, oh, go listen to Hearth Coach. Yep. They start with rock music at the beginning. Yep. And also Dan is a huge fan of, you know, the hair metal era. Yeah.
If you go watch Dan's stream, he will play his hair metal while he's laddering up, and that's always fun too.
And also, I do want to give a shout out to my co-host, Kurt. I don't know if I talked about him much, but yeah, Kurt Johnston, he is Rod Johnson's little brother, but he doesn't, you know, like me talking about that. He's like, go hashtag Team Spivey every time Spiver plays Rod. But yeah, he's been a huge help. I couldn't do the Daring Reporter without him. So I want to take this moment to just say thank you, Kurt. He and I actually have gotten to know each other from doing the Daring Reporter. We started out just as Blizzard friends, and now we've, you know.
What do you know? It's funny how the podcast realm just blossoms friendships and stuff. And I've seen that even on this show, just with the community, as great as you guys are, listening every week, emailing in, talking on Twitter, Google Plus, and stuff. So,
yeah. Well, Andrew, you are good people. So
thanks, man. You know, likewise.
There was a tweet recently, I think Frodan actually, was like, one of the greatest communities, gaming communities that I've ever known is the Hearthstone community. Because I think just in general, everyone's super welcoming and mature. Yeah. And well, for the most part, most people are mature.
You got to find the right people, because you're always going to find wrong circles. But yeah, I think that this is a game where the whole idea is just kick back, have fun, you know, get better, improve your game. So that's great, for man. Sure. Well, thanks for taking us through that. Our community section is going to be a bit light. No questions this week. No iTunes reviews. So just want to remind you guys that those things are just hugely important. If you have done that, I can't thank you enough. I feel like I want a section for iTunes review every week that's just like, hey, you did that thing 2 years ago, and it still matters today. Thank you. Because it's seriously accurate. But if you do listen to the show every week, and it would mean the world if you took 5 minutes to jump on, even if you need to take longer than that to create an iTunes account or something. I'm sure you got an iTunes account. But just go do that, and it would help the show out a ton. Also, happy to answer any questions you guys might have about the Wild Fest that's happening or the upcoming rotation. I'm really excited to see. We should be getting some announcements probably in the next month about next expansion. I'm sure we're all chomping at the bit for some new cards at this point, so it'll be really fun to see that happen. But before we get to new cards, there are current cards that we want to celebrate too. And Jordan, I would be amiss if I didn't just invite you to help us proclaim the greatness of a card this week.
Let me just grab my old six string off the wall here.
Oh, buddy. We got a full production up in here.
I am not going to be able to top... who's your guest a couple of episodes ago talking about Rogue?
Oh, Drew Galdarian? Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was pure talent. I cannot top that, but I'll try. I can't guarantee anything, but yeah, I'll wrote a little song about it. Like, oh, to hear it. Here it goes.
Please.
All right, so... Oh god, this is gonna be so embarrassing.
I'm ready for this, man. Let's go.
Matt, this is gonna be on the internet for everyone forever.
But you prepared for this. You knew it.
Okay. Okay.
You're ready. So this, I promise you're ready.
This is a tune that you're probably familiar with. All right. Well, it's turn three. My opponent's got the board. They've got the board, and I just have Kobold Librarian. When it's my turn, well, I know I'm gonna need a card that will remove their dudes. Well, I need to top deck defile. I need a way to clear the board. Yes, my face is very squishy, and there's so many murlocs now, oh lord. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da,
ba-da-da.
I do have two verses. Well, let's life tap, because I just drew a cube. I drew a cube and I still have a simple out. Yes, let's life tap. I still know I'm gonna need that. Oh wait, did I? Oh shoot, hold on. Yes, let's laugh tap. I still know I'm gonna need that card that I've been singing about. Oh, I need to top deck defile. I need a way to clear this board. If I don't get a way to kill these minions, I am surely dead turn four. Ba-da-da,
ba-da-da,
ba-da-da.
Yes! Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. I hope you guys were singing along in your car or out on your run or wherever you're listening to this, because that was man, that was a treat.
Thank you. I'm going to listen back to that and just be like, oh my god, that was so off tune. If I'm off key, I apologize to the listeners, but yeah.
You have blessed us beyond measure, my friend. So Defile, that's a card.
It is a card, and we still see it. I had actually, so like listening to the Happy Hearthstone like a while back, even in Knights of the Frozen Throne, I was like, man, if I'm ever a guest on there, I would totally pick Defile.
Well, there you go.
Just because it's such a unique, cool card. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people are tired of seeing it at this point, but like, it just requires so much math.
Yeah.
to just pull off really well, but like, it's really cheap removal, and sometimes the cards just align, the health's mm-hmm. just align. You've got the 1, 2, 3, 4 health, and it's just like, oh yeah, this is about to go off, and then it just goes. Poof, and everything's gone.
Well, and it's if you're playing cube block like or control warlock, those are the big decks to play right now, and you're thinking ahead about whether you'll be able to clear the board with it. But the other thing is, if you're playing against warlock, you have to be thinking about it. I mean, you mentioned murlocs in the song. I was playing a murloc paladin against a cube block, and I hero powered, and then he was able to play a possessed lackey and defile the entire board and get out of board.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't hero powered, maybe he would have had a Kobold Librarian, but he may not have. And that was like a learning moment for me. Like, I cannot forget about Defile every single turn. I have to think about this card.
I think just about everyone has had that moment, crap. Or like you hit end turn and you think, oh wait, one, two, three.
Oh, no!
and then you see them like touch the card that's been in their hand for a really long time.
They've just been waiting this whole time.
You know, one thing, go ahead. I was going to say, one interaction that I wish would happen is, because you know how like the card text says, if it kills a minion, cast this spell again?
Mm-hmm.
I wish that would count as a cast a spell Because, like, there's other cards that are activated based off of, like, if you cast a spell, give this plus whatever.
Like, for Yogg, it only is countered one time.
Yeah, Yogg. And there was something else. Shoot, every time you cast a spell... There was a card earlier. I was like, huh, I wonder what this interaction will be.
Well, the Cthune, I can't quite remember. The Cthune card for Mage, but you're not going to see a Warlock card very often there.
No. Yeah, but it was something like that, where it's like every time you cast a spell, but it didn't activate each time that it recast. Yeah. So I was a little bummed about that, but hey, it's still a cool card.
Absolutely. And I'll be really surprised if we don't see more cards in this vein. I think that Defile was really kind of a tester of sorts. The only other one I remember of that was similar to it was Roll the Bones, which is that rogue card. You draw a card. If it's Death Rattle, you keep drawing, but that's not really a thing. So, but because Defile was met with so much grandeur, I think that we'll see some kind of similar-ish effects that make you think ahead, because the complexity is really engaging. I mean, people like cards like that. And for two mana, if you can clear the whole board, that's insane.
Yeah, and like the other one, the card that gives you spell power plus one, it's a 1/1 minion with divine shield.
Tainted Zealot.
Yeah, that with Defile made the math even harder because you had to incorporate like the plus two,
or just and there the first would two be times of like
exactly, and like oh, I've got a one health minion, it'll kill it, but it's got divine shield, so it won't. But I also like having two Defiles in your hand because you cast the first one and nothing happens and your opponent's like, wow. And then you play it again and it just clears the board.
So it's a little fun. Didn't see that coming, did you?
Yeah. So
it's a very good card and a very good time to have that card because Warlock is a formidable opponent. That is for sure.
It is in vogue. Yep.
Well, great. Well, we're going to go ahead and close out the show. It's been a really great time talking through all of the Hearthstone podcasts out there. And I just want to remind you that this Hearthstone podcast right here, the Happy Hearthstone, exists because of you guys. One thing that I take a lot of pride and thankfulness in is that this podcast is all about the community. So you guys being involved by listening first, but also coming to join me on the show as a co-host, or reviewing the show on iTunes, joining our Patreon. Like, there's so many ways to get involved. And I really can't understate, no matter what your involvement is, I'm so thankful for that. And would really encourage you to just keep looking at what are those opportunities where I might be able to give something. If you've been, you know, thinking about, you know, bouncing the idea of a podcast around in your head, but you don't know where to start, man, come join me on an episode. It'd be great to have you. We can talk about anything you want. And as long as it's Hearthstone related. Well, it could be happiness too, because that Bodicus and I did that and just blew the lid off. So,
that was awesome.
You come on and we'll talk about whatever. And you just need to shoot me an email, thehappyhearthstone@gmail.com. Let me know that you want to do that and we'll make it happen. And also, I can't say it enough just how thankful I am for each of you who are supporting the show on Patreon currently, and those of you who are maybe thinking about it, who are going to pull the trigger this next week. Really excited to have you guys on, and especially got to be thankful, give a huge shout out to the producers of this show, Drunken Monk, Calvin Horn, and Jordan L. Wait, what?
I should go.
Yeah, you probably no.
is this a conflict of interest if I'm a producer and a guest?
It's actually probably the reverse, where you help to form the show even more. But seriously, while you're on, Jordan, I really am thankful. You've supported this show since the beginning with the Patreon, and it's an honor to have you really helping at the highest level, man.
Hey, the Happy Hearthstone was one of the first podcasts that I listened to, and just loved getting to know you through all the episodes and, you know, even your guests. I like the feel of just, you know, getting to know each other and having a genuine conversation and just kind of chatting.
No doubt.
That's always been my favorite style of podcast.
Well, so. I'm glad to have you here, man, and we will continue that into the future. I also want to thank the two people who have joined the Patreon since we last talked, Drew B and Eric L. Thank you guys so much. You guys helped us get over that hump and into the level where we're going to be making weekly podcasts. So thankful for you guys. Please go check it out at patreon.com/thehappyhearthstone so that you can get involved as well. And as always, would love to hear what you thought about this show, what you'd like to see in future shows. All of the links can be found on our website, thehappyhearthstone.com. That's links to our incredible Google Plus community, to my Twitch, to our YouTube, Twitter, and all that kind of stuff. So go check those things out. But Jordan, you got to hit us with your digits or details or whatever you want to share with us so that we can follow you with the Daring Reporter.
Yeah, sure. So you're always more than welcome to email us. We are thedaringreporterpodcast@gmail.com. We are on Twitter. Try to stay as active as I can on there at TDR_podcast. That's our official one. And you can find me personally at Jordan_Lingo. My co-host Kurt, he is at Daring Alkaline. And he also streams occasionally at twitch.tv/Daring Alkaline. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Jordan, I've had a blast having you on, man. I know this has been a long time coming, but I'm glad we finally got to do this and have a good time exposing people to the world of Hearthstone podcasts that are out there for you. So thanks so much for being on the show, man.
Yeah, no problem. The world is out there.
And specifically the world in Colorado Springs will be waiting for you one day, my friend. So definitely keep me in the loop with that.
For sure. You will get a weekly update. Heck, you Please will get do. Daily updates.
Please do. That will not be enough for how much I'm thinking about.
Hey, Andrew, no news yet.
Okay, good.
Hey, Andrew, no news yet.
And hey, guys, thank you so much for coming and joining us at the Happy Hearthstone and having a little fun with us. We'll see you guys again next time.
See ya.